springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
It's peak season for asparagus, which pairs perfectly with a light and crisp rosé.
Mini bottles of champagne and sparkling wines are perfect for adult Easter baskets. And they're really cute, too.
My perfect brunch? Belgian waffles, with extra whipped cream and a holiday pour of your sweetest rosé.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
He didn't write that song.
102.9 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Talking about Carlos Santana. Carlos Santana was in a band called Santana, and they were basically a jam band. I guess I could picture that. And the Fillmore West promoter, Bill Graham, said, dude. Yeah, I'm sure he said, dude, you guys need songs.
Bill Graham, he's the one that brought it in. He brought a lot of songs in for us to do it. We were just like a jam band. We didn't have no endings, no beginnings, no middles. We didn't know anything about choruses or bridge. You know, we just jammed. And he said, well, you know, that's pretty good, but you guys need some songs. So he brought Evil Ways. And
by the way, Evil Ways was off of a 1968 album by Afro-Cuban jazz percussionist Willie Bobo. And now you know. Stevie Nicks has the flu.
Oh,
she doesn't feel well. They had to postpone and or cancel some of Fleetwood Mac shows. And they're going to resume again when she's better in June, kind of regroup and reschedule. But what about after Fleetwood Mac? What is Stevie Nicks going to do then?
I don't really know what I'm going to do, because it's like, as long as you're under the umbrella of Fleetwood Mac, you know, you're doing Fleetwood Mac. Before, I was always planning. But at this point in my life, it's like I'm letting this play out like it plays. And when it's over, then I'll decide what I'm going to do.
Probably going to do more musicians. Oh, sorry. AC/DC's rumors still abound that they are making a new album. The latest rumor came out of Mike Frazier, who was the studio engineer and mixer since 1995. They said, hey, you know, we've seen you guys around. We've seen Angus Young, Steve Young, and we've seen Brian Johnson and Phil Rudd in a studio outside of Vancouver. What can you tell us? Are you going to have a new album? And he said, well, yeah, I could say that I've been in the studio doing something. What's come of that, I can't discuss yet. Brian Johnson, is he singing? And then Frazier laughed and said, yeah, I think so. So, not much more information, but just a tiny bit.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 102.9 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply.